শলাকায়া, চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ। শ্রীচৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টং স্থাপিতং যেন ভূতলে, স্বয়ং রূপ কদামহম দদাতি স্বপদান্তিকম্। বন্দেহং শ্রীগুরো শ্রীযুতপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপং সাগ্রজাতং সহগণ রঘুনাথান্বিতং ত্বং সজীবম্। সাদ্বৈতং সাবধূতং পরিজন সহিতং কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম্। শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ পদাং সহগণ ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতং চ। হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধো দীনবন্ধো জগৎপতে, গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমস্তুতে। তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী, বৃষভানু সুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরি প্রিয়ে। বাঞ্ছা কল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভয়েব চ, পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীঅদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে।
হরে কৃষ্ণ শ্রী শ্রী রাধা গোপীনাথ ললিতা বিশাখা দেবী কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী श्रीनाथ जी की जय, श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय, शरद पूर्णिमा की जय, हरे कृष्णा। Whenever I come to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, I simply feel awestruck. And today also, I'm not feeling only awestruck, I'm feeling completely awestruck. It's beautiful. And this whole temple is a display of the devotion of Krishna's devotees. Beautiful deities, most exquisite Shringar, the beautiful decoration, everything around here simply transports you to the spiritual sky. And whenever I come here, I can see Radhanath Maharaj's amazing spiritual manifestation. Radhanath Maharaj's amazing devotion. And that's why I generally don't like to come here when Maharaj is not here. Or rather, I like to come here when Maharaj is here. Anyway, I'm very, very happy to be here today. And so today is Sharad Purnima. And Sharad actually is a very special season. This season is there only in India. Actually, in the West, they only have four seasons: summer, autumn, winter, spring. But in India, there are two extra seasons: Varsha and Sharad, monsoon and Sharad. Although Sharad sometimes has been translated as autumn, but Sharad is not actually autumn. Autumn is the time when the leaves fall from the trees. But Sharad is the time when the trees become most beautiful. Autumn is the time when not only the trees, the whole atmosphere becomes so beautiful. Monsoon and autumn, these two seasons have been very, very beautifully described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Two entire chapters actually deal with the descriptions of these two seasons. In monsoon, due to the rain, the whole atmosphere becomes cleansed. But because of the cleansing process, it's not clean. That season is quite muddy and apparently quite dirty. But that dirt is actually due to the process of cleansing. And then after monsoon comes the Sharad. And during Sharad, the whole atmosphere becomes so beautiful. The trees become lush. The dust settled due to the monsoon, the whole atmosphere becomes very pure and very clean. The water, which became muddy during the monsoon, now the dirt sediments in the water and the water becomes crystal clear. The sky becomes free from cloud because of the monsoon. The clouds have poured their rains, and what remains in the sky is like some drifting cloud that looks like cotton wool, very pure white and light cloud, not heavy cloud. And at that time the sun rays becomes gold, golden, especially during the morning time. And that is the time when Krishna dances his rasa dance. There are two seasons when Krishna dances the rasa dance. One is Basanta Ras or springtime, and the other is Sharadiya Ras or during the Sarad Purnima. When the full moon appears in the sky, then Krishna plays his flute, and hearing his flute, all the gopis, they just come running to meet him. And then Krishna plays his most beautiful rasa dance. Srila Prabhupada was quite cautious about entering into Krishna's intimate pastimes in Vrindavan, like rasa dance. And that's why Prabhupada wanted us to first become qualified to understand Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then enter into Krishna's reading or discussing about Krishna's rasa dance. So we have sensitivity about it, and it's mainly because there is so much misunderstanding about Krishna's intimate pastimes. The moralists say that it is not fair, it's not proper on Krishna's part to act like that. They even would go to the extent of saying that it's immoral for Krishna to have displayed such pastimes. But the main point is they don't understand who Krishna is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So for him, whatever he does is perfect because he is the Supreme Proprietor. And anyway, so that's why Krishna, Srila Prabhupada first wanted us to understand who Krishna is. And Srila Prabhupada very systematically and very scientifically presented it, this teachings of Krishna consciousness, based on scriptures like Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada gave a very clear syllabus. First, Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what do we understand in Bhagavad Gita or the preliminary teachings? The preliminary teaching is that we have to understand the difference between body and soul, matter and spirit. Unless and until we are able to discriminate between these two, there is no way we can understand the spiritual reality. The spiritual reality is completely different from matter, like the soul is completely different from body. Body is inert, but soul is conscious. The soul is so conscious that when the soul is in the body becomes conscious. A lump of matter becomes conscious due to the contact of the soul. And when the soul leaves the body becomes dead. Dead means the body made of matter becomes matter again. So that is the first thing that we have to understand. And this understanding has been presented in a very, very systematic way through the Vedic teachings. Like the Sankhya philosophy very analytically defines the material nature, analyzes the material nature very systematically. And it comes from the gross matter, five elements, then to five senses, the five objects of the senses, then five working senses, and then three subtle elements, 23. Then the 24th consideration is the Mahat Tattva, the sum total of the entire material elements from which the entire material nature has evolved. And then they come to a consideration that although the entire material nature has been analyzed, but this material analysis of the material nature is objective. This is object, but the object cannot exist without the subject. So who is the subject? The subject is I. I am, therefore this world is. If I am not here, then the world will not be here. And so this is how they come to the spiritual consideration, transcending the material reality, material nature. The 25th consideration is the soul. And then they consider that these souls are many and minute, therefore they must have a source or an origin. So that is the 26th consideration, the super soul. So Sankhya philosophy very systematically analyzed. Whereas in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna actually makes the same conclusion just in two verses. Krishna says, Bhumi rapo analo vayu, khang mano buddhi revacha, ahankaro ityang me bhinna prakriti rashtadha. This material nature, which is a separated energy of the Lord, comprises of eight elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. And then he considers aparyamitastannam. They're inferior. This material nature, which is separated energy of the Lord, is the inferior energy of the Lord. But this inferior energy is sustained by the superior energy from which the spirit soul comes from, or sustained by the spirit soul who is coming from the superior spiritual nature. So the point is that in this way it has been clearly analyzed that the difference between matter and spirit, the body and soul. At the beginning also Krishna pointed out that this body is there, dehi nashmin jatha dehe, but there is a dehi, the body is there and the owner of the body, dehi. And this deha is transient, kaumaram jovanam jara, but the deha is transient, but the dehi, the soul, is constant. Soul is unchanging. So then, in this way, systematically, step by step, after analyzing matter, we learn, we come to the spiritual reality, and then it goes on further and further, and then finally, Krishna's identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is established. And then, Krishna points out how his parts and parcels can be connected to him through devotional service. And when we become connected to Krishna, we understand Krishna, then we get to see Krishna's reality, Krishna's nature, Krishna's pastimes. And the ultimate consideration of Krishna's pastimes is his dealings with his gopis, which has been revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is emphatically pointing out the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanay and Stadhama Vrindavanam, his abode is Vrindavan. And Ramma Kachidupashana Brajabodhu Vargena Jakulpita, the way the cowherd damsels of Vrindavan displayed their devotion to Krishna, that's the highest form of devotion. So that is Mahaprabhu's teaching. So in this way, through Srila Prabhupada's mercy, through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, we get to understand who Krishna is. And then only we learn to appreciate, then only we become eligible to appreciate Krishna's most wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan, which culminates into rasa dance. I can see some song copies already here. So this is describing these most wonderful pastimes of Krishna. Jayoti tedhikam janmana braja shrayata indira shashvadatrahi doita drishyatam dikshutabakas toi dhritasavash tang bichinnate. This is the Gopi Gita, the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis were dancing with Krishna. 16,000 gopis were dancing with 16,000 Krishnas. And at one point, Krishna just left them, because Srimati Radharani became somewhat upset with Krishna. So when Srimati Radharani left the rasa dance, Krishna also left with Radharani. And all the gopis now, all of a sudden becoming bereft of Krishna's association, started to search for Krishna. Searching for Krishna, they came to the bank of Jamuna, and there they started to express their agony of their heart. And that is what Gopi Gita is. Krishna spoke, the song that Krishna sang is Bhagavad Gita. Now this is Gopi Gita, the song of separation of the gopis. And the gopis are telling, Jayoti tedhikam janmana braja. Krishna, since you have taken birth in Braja, Vrindavan, Vrindavan has become glorified. And Shrayata Indira Shashvadatrahi. Indira, Lakshmi Devi, is constantly residing here since then, because you have taken birth here. Doita Drishyatam Dikshutabakas. Due to your birth, Vrindavan has achieved an inconceivable good fortune. But look at our condition. We have become so unfortunate due to becoming bereft of your association. And please appear to us, Doita Drishyatam, O dear Krishna, please come and give us your darshan. And Sharodudashaye Sadhu Jata Sat Sarasijo Daro Shri Mushadrisha. The beauty of your face is like the lotus that bloomed in the Sarat season. And Surata Natha Te Shulka Dashika, O Lord of Love, we are your unpaid maidservants, Shulka Dashika. And look what you are doing to us. By not giving your darshan to us, you are killing us. And you will get the blame of killing the innocent maidservants who had completely offered themselves to you without any price. You have saved us from different situations. Bisha from poison, poisonous lake, Bisha Jalapayad, Biddutan Alad from the thunderbolt, from the forest fire, and Brisho Borsho Marutad, and from the wind and storm, and Biddutan Alad, Brisho Jalapayad, Bala Rakshashat, from the serpent Aghasura, from the other demons, and from the rain and storm, Barsho Marutad, Biddutanal, Vaiddutanalat, from thunderstorm and from forest fire. Brisho Mayat Majat, you have saved us from the bull demon, Arishthasura. And in this way, you have saved us from all kinds of fear. And Rishavate Bayam, O best of man, O best of all personalities, please, Rakshita Muhu, you have always saved us from all the time. Now why aren't you saving us from this very, very dangerous situation? Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan. Krishna, you are not the son of the Gopi Jashoda. Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan. Akhila Dehi Nam Antaratma Drik. You are the supersoul of all living entities. Bikhano Sharthito Vishwaguptaye. In order to save the world due to the prayer of Lord Brahma, Shakha Udeiban Shattatankule, you have appeared in the Sattata dynasty, the Vrishni dynasty, Yadu dynasty. So we'll sing these four stanzas. Thank you. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Jayati te dhika janamana braja shayata indira shashvadatrahi. जायति ते धिका जानमाना ब्रज शायत इंदिरा शाश्वदात्र द्वैत दृश्यता दीक्षुतावता त्वयि धृता शवा तां विचिन्नते द्वैत दृश्यता दीक्षुतावता त्वयि धृता शवा तां विचिन्नते शौरदुदाशये साधु जाता सा सारसी जो दारो शौरदुदाशये साधु जाता सा सारसी जो दारो श्रीमुषादृशा सुरतनाथते शुल्कदाशिका वरदनिघ्नतो नेह किंवद सुरतनाथते सुरतनाथ ते
शुल्कदाशिका वरदनिघ्नतो नेह किंवद जलापया बैलराक्षसा वर्षमारुता वैद्युतानला जलापया बैलराक्षसा वर्षमारुता वैद्युतानला विषमयात्मजा विषतो भया ऋषभते वया रक्षितामुः विषमयात्मजा विषतो भया ऋषभते वया रक्षितामुः खलु गोपिका नन्दना